Blog Talk Radio.
We should now be exactly where we should be, empty, because we gave up our lives, our hands, our voices, our money, our will, our intellect, our love. What's left? We should be empty, that we could be filled with Christ. He doesn't share. And I was thinking also as we were singing that that song, The Servant King. And where it says, Jesus says, follow me. You know, that's, you know, people talk about religions in the world. And they throw Christianity in this. It's not one of the religions of the world. Because it isn't. But of those who assumed to have started a movement. Is this working? Can it, is it okay? I mean, I can be loud, so for all you all to hear. But if it's going to be on the recording, then it should be there. But when we're saying that, the servant kings, you know, it says, and Jesus says, follow me. He's the only one who can be presumed to have initiated a faith or a religion. We'll use the word religion for the moment. Do you know all the other, all the religions of the world say, follow this set of rules. Follow these doctrines. Follow these principles. Only Jesus can say, follow me. And it's not about rules and doctrines, it's about following Jesus. So, here we can be empty, so we can be full. Full of Christ. I like the statement Jonathan Edwards made, that we need to be besotted with God. And I like another term, probably better, that I've been using, that we are saturated with God. So we have another week like last week with holidays. I have to say, Christmas Day, even though our son and his family were here from Illinois, and we were playing games and eating and doing all that stuff. It was a long day. I needed more activity than sitting. And, you know, I guess I have a lot of iron in my blood, and if I sit too long, I rust. So, anyway, but it was still great, you know. And we had another week coming up of just like that. And next Sunday is our next official time to be together, which is the first Sunday of the year, the first Sunday of the month, and it's our fellowship dinner day. It's our agape feast, and we get to start things off right of the year with Epiphany, the celebration of the coming of the Magi, the wise men, to Jesus. So, and Odin and Kim and Philip will be with us over the weekend. And our one daughter from Virginia and her family will be here. So maybe put a few macaronis more in your hot dish. And we'll make it around. So I thought it worked out. That was really good that it worked out. They could be here and be part of us. Okay. Derry, it's your turn. So Derry will share the word with us this morning.
The weather outside is frightful.
I love it.
Yes. This past storm on Thursday was kind of a challenge because I had a snowblower. I got it 2 years ago and never really had a chance to try it out in the last couple of years. I got to try it out, and it was horrible. And luckily, I had another one in reserve, and it worked much better. But we get through these things. That's what life is about. Challenges comes to us, and we get. Today, I'm kind of, this is a new sermon for me, and I haven't done it before. So more than likely, I'll do it again in the future, and it'll be better. But today you guys get the rough draft. And the concept I'm going with is the idea of those who follow the bread. What does that mean? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Well, in a spiritual sense, it's a very bad thing. Because people who look to make sure that their needs are filled, not looking to God to fill them, but looking to fill their own needs, and will seek after that sustenance which will take care of them, will fall away from God in order to have the bread, to be able to make sure that they are satisfied with their physical needs and everything else, even if that means not walking with God. Now, the Bible teaches us in the book of Acts about a certain Ananias and Sapphira, I think that was her name, chapter 5 of Acts. And it talks about these two having joined with the believers. And the believers were, at that time, selling off everything they had and giving it to the disciples in order to take care of the needs of the many who had come who didn't have much. They were looking to take care of each other. They were not commanded. They didn't sit down and say, all you guys go out and sell everything you got and we're going to give it all to the poor. They didn't do that. I doubt they even mentioned it much. It's just that it caught on. Certain people were doing it. Others saw it was a good idea, and they went and did it, and they were laying the offerings and everything at the feet of the disciples. And this Ananias and Sapphira, they owned quite a bit, and they did go and sell it, which is a good thing. But they only gave a portion of it and declared to the disciples that this was all of it. They gave everything, and yet they kept back quite a bit for themselves. And they thought they could get away with that. And yet Peter questioned them on it, and he said, why have you lied to the Holy Spirit? Why did you do this when the land was yours to do with what you wanted? Nobody required you to sell it. And then you did sell it, and nobody required you to give all of it. You could have said, here's a portion of it. We're keeping some of it. You could have done that. But no, they wanted everyone to believe that they were good and righteous people, and they gave it all when they held back. And when Ananias asserted that this was all of it, he said, why have you lied to the Holy Spirit? God does not receive this. And he dropped dead right there. And just as they're preparing to carry his body out, the wife comes. Now, he's not sure if she knows, but when he questions her, did you sell your land? Did you receive this amount that you donated to us? And this was all that you got? Yes, yes. Then you have joined in this lie with your husband, and as they carry out his body, they carry you out afterwards, and boom, she dropped. All right, this brought a lot of fear to the people, because they're seeing the reality of God dealing with people. What would happen if the church began to get persecuted, which it did,